A very good afternoon to everybody. Are you alive out there?
Yeah.
Welcome to Microsoft Ignite. Come on. All right. Well, a very good afternoon to you, Andy and Naomi. Yes, this is Miss Moneypenny. Literally, her name is Miss Moneypenny. So, very well welcome to Microsoft Ignite 2016. Fabulous to see all of you. Well, I can just about see all of you. We over the next kind of 60-ish kind of minutes, we're going to take you through the whole conference, all the cool stuff that you should see, and lots of tips and tricks. So I'll get Naomi to introduce herself officially first.
Now it is.
There you go. There we are.
I pushed the button.
Push the button.
So,
okay.
And so I'm very happy that I get to speak with Andy today, and he actually gets to do an authentic Scottish James Bond, Sean Connery kind of voice, which is actually really good for me.
You expect me to talk.
I do expect you to talk. So it's good. So I'm a chief technology officer at Many Worlds. We're based out of Austin, Texas, and Microsoft Office 365 MVP for a few years now, and very happy to be here. So as part of Ignite, first Ignite was last year. How many of you guys went to Ignite last year? Okay, a few folks. All right, great, to about half the room. And so for the rest of you, this is your first Ignite. Woo! I'm very excited for you. It's going to be a great experience. I've spoken at many different events, and as well as Channel 9, you see me there, and Andy too. And what I'm most excited about this event is really looking at what we can do from a learning perspective. For me, it's all about this community coming together. Ignite covers that whole scope of Microsoft and the whole stack that's available. And so it's really looking at all those technologies and meeting all the folks around there and getting to connect with the product team and yourselves and talk about all these different areas. So very excited for this event, and we look forward to taking you through some tips and tricks.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you. Very good afternoon, everybody. My name is Andy Malone. I'm from Scotland in the UK. No jokes about Brexit, please. Okay, I've heard them all. I'm an MVP as well for 10 years, a Microsoft trainer for 20 years. You don't get that for murder, though, do you? I'm a cybersecurity specialist, so like Paula and people like her. In fact, I work with Paula Yaniskovich. We do the Cybercrime Security Forum together, which is a worldwide event. This week, I'm delivering a session on Wednesday on Azure security at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you'll be up and running for that. as Naomi said, this whole event is about learning, okay? And we really appreciate you not only spending your money, but giving your time for this week. And it's not just about attending sessions. That's not what Microsoft's about. It's about learning and all the different ways, and we're going to explain many of those different experiences for you. Can I just mention, did everybody pick up their bag? Yes, did you all get your bags? Okay, the bags are in the C Hall, which we're just downstairs there. And inside the bag, of course, we have our
T-shirt. Ninja.
Yes.
Get your ninja on.
And actually, we were just saying that we've got a Microsoft water bottle. Really important that you drink plenty, because it's pretty hot out there, and you know, we don't want anybody dropping, basically.
That's right. That's right.
Now, as part of this session, at the end of the session, we're going to give you a little octopus gift here, a very, very useful freebie, courtesy of Microsoft Office. And we are going to give away a top-of-the-range Surface Pro. Okay. You know you want it. Okay.
I want it. I'm sorry.
Okay. So that, and we got a great question for you at the end, right?
We do.
We actually worked out the question. Ooh. Okay. So Right, Naomi, you can do this one.
Sure. So let's talk about the campus that we're on for Ignite. So there's a few venues we should know about. Here we are in the Georgia World Conference. And so this Congress Center basically has these three halls that are going to be the predominantly where we're at the conference. You'll see in the bottom right-hand corner there, there's towards the bottom, is basically Philips Arena. And that's where the keynotes are going to be held tomorrow. So just so you know, it's in a different venue from today. It's not very far. It's literally across the street. You probably saw it as you were coming on the bus here. It's the one with the big clock on it, right, if that helps, the sports arena there. But that's sort of the keynotes, both tomorrow morning's keynote and the afternoon keynote as well. So we have basically three halls in the Congress Center here. So we basically have Building A, which is for the developers. Put your hand up if you're a developer.
Where's the developers? Let's see you.
Woohoo! All right, more than okay. This morning. I guessed that. That was all good. And then Building B, which is basically for the decision makers. So if you ranked yourself on the little profile that we had when you were registering for Ignite.
So where's the decision makers? Any decision makers? I give you good price.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. It's all good.
Okay.
So decision makers and influencers here, Building B, and then the rest of us, IT pros. So anybody, IT pro. That's
Woo!
It. Both hands in the air. I like
there
that
you
energy.
Are. There you go.
So I like that. So if you're an IT pro, you're in the right place already. Building C. You already knew that, right? And so basically the majority of those sessions, so depending on how you've synchronized your schedule, most of those sessions will be happening in those buildings. There are some times, obviously, when you're going to have to walk around going to different sessions, but just to be aware of all those different areas. If you are part of the Microsoft Data Science Summit, or if you're on the Technology Executive Forum, that is at the Omni Hotel, which means you have to walk all the way through Building A to get there, so just in case you're part of that as well. So I think that's enough probably from the Ignite campus standpoint.
Now, when she says, all the way. She
all.
Does mean all the way. Now, in the map here, it looks really small, but I can tell you, who's from Europe? Anybody from Europe?
Woohoo!
Where okay. are you from? Where in Europe are you from? Shout it out. Who said Iceland? I love Iceland. Anybody from Norway here?
Woohoo!
I love you guys. Okay. I practically live there. Okay, man. Okay, so make sure that you've got a good pair of shoes. Yes, you will need them this week, I guarantee it. And I guarantee you'll probably lose about 20 pounds this week, okay?
Right.
So stock up on food.
That's right.
Awesome. Okay, now, schedule.
Go, all right, let's talk about the event. So looking at the different options that we have during the week, it's really important to sort of pack in as much as you can as part of Ignite, and there are lots of ways of doing that. So you'll see that the keynotes are tomorrow, so it's really only tomorrow that you have to have those big general sessions. So there are 23,000 of us here at Ignite, so that's going to be a lot of people moving, right?
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of
wow.
people. So we have a lot of moving between the venues. So in the morning, tomorrow morning, we're going to do Scott Guthrie's keynote, and so we'll be walking over to Philips Arena for that. You will have some other options of where you can watch the keynote or listen to it if you need to. And then Monday afternoon is basically the lock note, which is Satya Nadella's keynote on innovation.
He is so cool.
So it is, he's really cool. It's okay. so great to watch him. So we'll do that on Monday. And then in between, you're going to have these options of having the general sessions directly after the Scott Guthrie keynote. So you'll be able to pick from 8. And so that's kind of your plan for tomorrow morning and get that settled. We'll talk about those things a little bit later on, too. So as we walk through the different days, you'll see that the rest of the week, basically, it's all breakout sessions. So as you're looking at Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you really want to plan out in terms of what it is you'd like to do from a hands-on lab perspective, or whether you want to do certification, all the different experiences that are available to you. So there's no keynotes the rest of the week, so it's basically you figure out your schedule from then on. And so we'll want to look at the expo, for example. You want to have some time to go around there. There are a lot of theater sessions and community sessions that are happening in the expo. So again, plan your time accordingly. And then make sure, as part of your continuing progression, that you're looking at all of the different options that are available to you. A couple things to really call out. We do have the Ignite celebration on Thursday. We will talk about that a little bit more. But that's kind of the big party, the big attendee party on Thursday night.
That's the alcohol, right?
That's the alcohol, okay. The important
alcohol. We like
alcohol,
okay?
Okay. As part of it. But we do have the opportunities at the expo tomorrow night and through the week, basically, to have social hours there. So it's a great place to mingle and to talk and find experts as part of it as well. So schedule is really, really packed in there, but it's a great place to be.
Just a quick comment about the breakout sessions. So tomorrow afternoon, you've got those 8 kind of breakout sessions to choose from. We'll talk about those in a second. Now, in terms of kind of classifications, there's different levels of breakouts. So anything from level 1 to level 400. So level 100, 200, nice and gentle, ease you into the topic. So this is a great way if you want to maybe, you're not a cloud person, maybe you want to get started in something, some area like that, whereas level 3, level 400 will melt your brain type of sessions, okay? And you see a few people. Well, you see a few people with their melted brains especially after a few beers, right? Okay. All righty. So, the app. Oh, yes.
Yes. The so the mobile app. Has everybody downloaded the mobile app? Show of hands, please.
Okay.
All right. I see. That was like a half a hand. I'm going to point on you. Okay. There he is. We can see you guys. I know it's a dark room after lunch, but we can see you.
We see
you. All right. So if you haven't downloaded the mobile app, please do. So it really is your best friend during this conference. So there is no printed schedule guide this year. So saving trees, helping the environment, and everything's digital. Woo! But that does mean that you actually need to have a copy of it. If you really, really need to print out your schedule, there are some printing stations available. So that is an option. But really recommend, obviously, that you concentrate your focus on the app. There's lots of cool things in there, including the Skype bot. So there's an Ignite bot that's in there, and you can interact with him or her through Skype and Slack and Messenger. So if you have questions, for example, you know, where's the meal holes or what time is the session starting, you can actually ask the Ignite bot that's in the app as well. So it's kind of a cool thing to be able to play around with. That was actually built with the Skype bot framework. So you can see there's a whole bunch of different areas in the app, and so I please recommend you to look through different connections there. There's not just the schedule, obviously. There's the interactive digital labs are out there, so you can actually see when that content is available to you and will be available to you 30 days afterwards. And then you can also check through the other things in terms of the attendee networking, the speakers, and being able to connect with folks. So it's a great place to be, and you're going to live in this app, I think, for the next 5 days.
Cool. Okay. So as well as the app, what we've also got stationed around the various venues, there are digital screens, and on the digital screens, you can walk by and it'll tell you what sessions are on, what the schedule is for today, and very importantly, we've also got a traffic light system as well, so red, amber, green. So red indicates that the session is full, amber means you better get in there quick, and green means that you're okay. Our one big recommendation is that don't try and cram everything in. Don't try and get to every single session. Remember, they're all recorded. But I would definitely say, if you are going to go to sessions, get there early, because those rooms do fill up fast. Okay?
That's yeah. Right.
Okay. So, learning opportunities. Oh,
so,
yes.
There are lots of learning opportunities.
Absolutely.
So, Ignite is basically a great way to have your own conference. So, because there is such a scope and such a scale to this conference, it's really the ability to have those learning bites the way you want to consume them. So you'll see that there's a whole range of sessions. So we have breakout sessions that are 75 minutes and 45 minutes. We also have theater sessions, which are kind of 20 minutes, so it's sort of TED Talk length.
That's new this year,
it
right?
It is absolutely
so
new this year.
So because the 45-minute thing, what we did, we took feedback from a number of customers previously, and they said, yeah, we love the 75 minutes, right?
Right.
But is there a way to kind of maybe give us bite-sized sessions mm-hmm. as well? So that's what these theater sessions is.
That's right.
Yeah?
That's right. And that's what it's all about. So you can consume the content the way you like to do it. And maybe you only have the brain power for a 20-minute session, right? Sometimes you feel like that, right? So it's one of those things. So you have those options to be able to go through. We also have a lot of great stuff in terms of the hands-on lab, and we'll talk about that in a second. But we have a great way to basically go through and do hands-on learning. And you can basically do self-paced training. You can do instructor-led training. And then you're able to do sort of the hands-on labs themselves. So if you can do all of those sessions, right, there's a great opportunity to sort of build your own conference. So don't be overwhelmed. Ignite is a huge conference, obviously, in lots of areas, but you can really tailor what it is that you're looking for specifically. So have some goals in mind and then think about how it is that you prefer to learn, if you prefer from sessions or doing it yourself or just being able to consult with experts.
Yeah. Now, walking around today, you probably, if this is your first time at Ignite, you're thinking, oh, this is nice, this is leisurely, this is, I can enjoy this, yeah? Wait till tomorrow. Yeah. Wait till there's like 20-odd thousand people here. It's crazy, okay? So you may be a little overwhelmed, right? Okay, keynote. Yes.
Yes. So tomorrow, our host for the keynotes is Julia White, who you may remember from many conferences past. She's always a great entertainment for us. And then tomorrow morning, as I mentioned earlier, Scott Guthrie is going to be really
he's
having
great.
Some of the he is. He's great announcements as part of his keynote. So in the morning, I expect a very rapid Twitter fire because of all the news that's going to get announced. So it's going to be an hour and a half over at the Philips Arena. So I encourage you to go there. And then on Monday afternoon, so tomorrow afternoon, Satya Nadella will be speaking. So he's going to really have some amazing announcements there in terms of
awesome.
The innovation
yeah.
That's going on at Microsoft. You may have seen recently some of the stuff around cancer, for example, looking for a cure for cancer and the amount of money that Microsoft's investing there. So that's kind of some of the stuff that you're going to see tomorrow afternoon.
And there's going to be some big announcements tomorrow,
there
right?
Are, there
there's
are.
Some cool
some
stuff coming,
very
guys.
Cool stuff.
And just another word about the keynotes as well. There is always a pre-show, especially here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Get to that session
mm-hmm.
early because there's going to be a lot of fun going on there. Okay?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Cool. All righty.
All right,
viewing
so
options.
You have a lot of viewing options. So, as I mentioned, Philips Arena is really the place to be. So, please get on the shuttle buses in the morning. I know it's bright and early, sorry, especially if you have a big time zone change. But please go over to Philips Arena and check that out. If you want another option, you can actually go over to Hall C, where you're actually going to see kind of the breakfast TV kind of version of it.
Huge screens.
Huge screens.
Huge.
I think they're like 3,500 feet or something.
Yeah,
it's like
I
something
want one
crazy.
For my room.
I want one too. I don't have a room that's big enough to have one of those, but I want one. So I would like to have the house and the screen. No. But if you can do that, you can watch over in Hall C. As we say, we'll be broadcasting live there from the pre-show and then the keynote and then the post-show. So it's also a great place to check it out. And then you can even actually watch online as well. So if you want to, if you want to share with colleagues, the keynotes and the general sessions that come directly after the keynote. So if your colleagues are not here, they can actually watch at ignite.microsoft.com starting at 8:30 Eastern tomorrow. So that's also an option as well.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. General sessions. Okay, so we have 8 general sessions that you can choose from. So whatever your bag, whether it's Windows 10, whether it's Windows Server, whether it's cloud, Office 365, security, there is a general session for you. So this is a great kind of get me started, get me into the program type session. So you can pick a lane here. Now, don't worry if you don't see the session or you think, oh, I'd like to see this one as well. Again, these are all recorded, so you'll be able to come back to them later on, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And you can even, if you're a great multitasker, you can even watch two of them at the same time, right? You could be live in one room, assuming the Wi-Fi is all good. You can actually be watching and listening on the headset to another one. So
I bet you do,
kind
don't
of,
you?
I do that all the time, but
I
yeah, that's
do.
Just me. I'm a multitasker. but it's always good to hear what's going on in both places, because why do we have to choose? I always have
I
to
know,
choose. I want to choose.
So, it's so stressful.
It is. Stress of choice.
Cool. Okay. So, general sessions, you can pick a lane tomorrow.
Directly
and,
after the keynote.
Yeah, directly after the keynotes.
So
yeah.
Watch those.
Hands-on learning. Okay, so it's not just about listening to people. I mean, yes, as speakers, we love you to come and see us and give us feedback. And yeah, but it's not just about attending the sessions. Sometimes with learning, it's about getting your hands dirty. So what we've got here is we've got hands-on labs, hundreds and hundreds of hands-on labs. We've got 2 types of lab. We've got the instructor-led, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
Just across there, we've got the instructor-led labs, and these guys will walk you through. And this is a great opportunity because we've got some of these setups, if you think about Azure and if you think about maybe going Exchange Hybrid or something like that, the setup would be traditionally quite complex for these. So this is a great opportunity to actually try it and get your hands dirty with it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to add?
Yeah, so you should register for those sessions. So
they get
filled up really quickly. So
do.
Make sure you do register for those sessions at myignite.microsoft.com. And so, because there are small classroom sizes, so you do have to allocate some space there. So make sure you do that.
Yeah, but the general, there is kind of, you know, self-learning hands-on labs, and
you can
just take them when you want,
yeah.
right?
So there's those. So we have those hands-on labs that you said, the self-paced ones, and then the interactive digital labs, so the IDL. You'll see that as a link from the app. So on your phone there's a link for that. And that's basically self-paced training, and that training will be available 30 days afterwards. So even if you can't get it done during Ignite, you have that ability to go check out the content later and sort of carry on that learning or some of the things that you may have heard about in Ignite. So it's kind of a great place to do it.
Okay, awesome. Oh, testing. Just across the hall, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You tell me about
so,
that.
Yeah, so let's talk about MCPs. So who's an MCP? Anybody Microsoft Certified Professional? Good. Yay, look at that. All right. The bad news is you probably could have gotten half off. No, it's all good.
Wait a minute, she just said half off, right?
I did.
Well, 50% off?
That's right.
Just here?
That's right.
Right, I'm from Scotland. I know about saving money. Trust me, you want to go over there and save 50% off your certification,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, I might do some, actually.
I know. Yeah. It'll be good. It'll be fun. So the MCP is eventual. It's a great credential to have as part of your resume. So even, you know, for future employment options, it's definitely a good one to have. There are other certification exams are being offered at 50% off. So if you're interested, MCSA, other things that you might want to look at, those are definitely options too. You can register for those as well at microsoft.com/learning. You have to do the promo code in order to get that. And so make sure you use the Ignite 50. And then you can also, even if you wanted to, share that with some of your colleagues as well.
Absolutely. Great. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Expert finders. Now, experts, obviously, one of the great benefits about attending Microsoft Ignite is not just speaking with your peers, but also speaking with actual product team members. So yes, you, I can't tell you how many times I hear this from folks that, oh, I don't like this feature, or this doesn't work right. Well, do something about it. Go and speak to the booth babes, right? Go and speak to the Microsoft product groups. They are down there. We've got MVPs there, most valuable professionals who do a great job. Go and speak to them. These are experts in their field. If they can't help you, nobody can. These are the guys that actually write the stuff. Mm-hmm. And this is a fantastic opportunity for you guys to get access to them. So definitely go down to that area and speak to people. But they can also view them online, right?
That's right. So you can check out to find the people who are the experts that you're looking for. You'll want to use the Microsoft app. So look at that Microsoft Ignite app, and then there's actually an expertise area there. So check that out. Everybody who's a speaker or a staffer has been asked to register their profile in there. And so if you're looking for somebody for Azure FSS or IoT devices, you can find that person there. And it's pretty granular in the levels of expertise in terms of what it is that you're looking for. So be aware of that. There are also kiosks as you get into the expo hall, so you can actually look to see who's on the floor at that minute. So if you're looking again for an expert, you'll be able to check those people out and see how it's, basically look for the person that you need.
And they can actually contact you through
they can, can't they? Can, yes. Yes. We can message you and everything through there. So, yeah. Right. Set up a time and talk to people.
The Expo map.
Yeah.
Ah, colors. Okay. So, what we have here, I mentioned those Microsoft booths there in the center. You can see that everything is kind of centered around here. We've got different types of groups here. So you're going to want to ask those product group questions. So if your focus is on Azure or 365 or Windows 10, whatever, this is where you're going to find those people, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What else?
So what else can we see here in the Microsoft Showcase? So outside of the Microsoft Showcase, obviously, are all the sponsor booths. So feel free to walk around in there and find some of the
solutions.
That's where
you get the swag.
Too. Yeah, exactly.
Swag stuff.
Swag hunting is very important. Stuff we all get is very important, right? The little tchotchkes and things that we come away from into conferences. So good swag to be had. There are also theaters and lounges around the Showcase. There are some inside of the Showcase, and those are called Microsoft Theaters. And then there are other theaters around, like partner theaters and community theaters, that are around the whole expo floor. So when you're sort of looking at one of the sessions, maybe you've registered for a session that has THR in the break code, you'll want to make sure that you're going to the right theater and can navigate around there. So allow yourselves plenty of time. This, again, looks like a small area on here, but of course in real life, it's a huge area. Lots of Fitbit steps.
And these are like 20-minute sessions,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right. The 20-minute sessions.
Now, it's also important that if you're going to go there, by the way, mm-hmm. Generally there's seating for, 150,
yeah,
you say?
That's
approximately
right.
150. But I noticed that on one session, 1,000 people had signed up. Mm-hmm. So you may want to get there early for
that's
that
right.
one, right?
That's right.
Okay, but they are great. And the key thing is you need to be there for a lot of those sessions because they're not recorded, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Some of them are, maybe.
Some of the Microsoft ones are,
but it's hard
to differentiate which one that is.
Okay.
So the expo is not open on Friday. So that's right. And the expo is not. So if you need to get your swag collecting, get it done before 4 p.m. on Thursday. Right? And so any other sponsors or other service providers that you might want to connect with, that opportunity will not be available on Friday, just so you know that.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Great. Mm-hmm. Welcome reception.
You could talk about the alcohol.
Alcohol.
You like that.
Okay. Who likes beers and alcohol? Yes? Okay, especially in Norway and places like that, because it's so expensive. Okay, so do yourself a favor, you can get lots of beers and alcohol here. So what we got the welcome reception. Okay, there's lots of opportunities to mingle. This is what it's about. It's not just about you guys meeting us, but it's about you guys meeting each other as well. It's an opportunity for you to meet, contact with your peers and potentially future customers or even employers,
mm-hmm,
right?
That's
potentially
right.
Future employers.
Good networking.
So get networking at these events.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there are a number of social hours, mm-hmm. Yes?
So every day, basically, so Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we have the big celebration on Thursday. So the social hours are available on Tuesday and Wednesday. So basically, you have an hour basically to grab a beverage and then also connect with the experts that you might be looking for.
So, I always like that word, beverage.
I know.
That's a very American word.
An adult
like
beverage
word.
Or a regular beverage.
We don't say beverage in the UK. Okay. Cool stuff. Okay. Ooh, the Microsoft store.
Woo.
Right. Well, if you want to buy some Microsoft goodies, i.e., for example, Xbox and
right.
all that kind of stuff,
you
can save 10%. Now, as well as 10%, you can also get like a free game. I think
mm-hmm.
they're giving
That's
free,
right.
free
That's
stuff
right.
away. So again, get down to the Microsoft store. This opens tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I want a SharePoint T-shirt.
I know.
You know the ones that say, I'm working on it.
Oh, yeah. I like the working on it. I like that I'm running for office.
Oh,
I like that, especially
like that.
With the presidential thing going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, don't mention that. Okay.
So get the office T-shirt. I'm running for office.
Okay.
I would do better than the other candidates, just saying.
Okay,
right.
Okay. All right, cool. So, this is your one, yeah? This is your one.
So the tech community. So it's something, as you guys might know, I'm very passionate about the tech community, and we do have a dedicated lounge this year. So show of hands, who are on techcommunity.microsoft.com? Register for the new
Definitely
network.
Definitely sign
new
up.
People.
It's awesome,
right,
by
folks.
The way.
All right. Okay, so please do sign up. So this is a newly launched network, so techcommunity.microsoft.com. So it's basically a great place to meet your peers as well as product experts. So the folks from Microsoft will be posting out there regularly as well. It's open to everybody. You can sign up and join the community, and that's what we encourage you to do at the Tech Community Lounge. So there will be the ability to take your photo there, so you can have a nice picture, put it out there. It's important, and then be able to sign up and fill out your profile and then subscribe to the different spaces that are useful to you. And so one of the ideas here is obviously to keep this community very strong. So we've had individual communities before for Azure, for SharePoint, for Office, et cetera. This time is the first time that Microsoft is really putting all of these things together. And so we want to check out the tech community and be a part of that and sort of have a great place to interact. So, you know, one of the issues we're facing, obviously, we come to Ignite maybe once a year, but the technology is changing much faster than that. So I can say wholeheartedly that tech community will be the great place to interact again with the Microsoft product teams and making sure that folks are actually, you know, up to speed with what's going on in the latest developments. So it's kind of the place to be. I know that I've gotten a lot of privileged information from the Office Network, and so this has been great to have this expanded out now to all of the different platforms inside of Microsoft. So that will be part of it. And then the Windows Insider program.
I was going to mention that. Hey, but you can read my mind.
I can.
Wow. Hey, who's a member of the Windows Insider program? Let's see the hands.
All right.
Awesome. Look at that. You guys are awesome. Okay. So shout out to those guys. Go down and visit them on the show floor. Mm-hmm. They want to talk to you. They want to hear your feedback. And I think they've got goodies as well.
They've got
some pretty nice goodies there
That's
as
right.
well. So That's definitely right. go out and speak to these guys. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hangout. We like to hang out, right?
We do. We like to hang out. So if you want to take a break, maybe a sort of break anyway from the conference, or maybe you just want to have a full flood of information coming at you, the new Hangout Lounge is in Hall C, which is a great big space basically to have it as part of what you're doing at Ignite. And so you'll be able to check out these very large monitors they have there. They'll have feeds from many of the streams that are going on at the same time. So bring your own headphones or there'll be a pair there for you. And you can basically plug in and listen to some of the sessions. You can listen to multiple sessions if you need to or just switch between different areas. And so you'll basically have a great space to hang out and absorb a lot of information. It's kind of a neat place just to work as well. So if you need to take a break from the conference, there's great Wi-Fi in there. And then you'll also be able to just, you know, have some comfortable chairs and relax if you need to take a moment or have a quick meeting with folks. So I do encourage you to go out in the Hangout space. We've put a lot of investment into that area. So excited and happy to have it.
Yeah, nice. Hangout. Okay.
Yay.
Oh, this is cool. I want to do this.
I know. I want to do this too.
Yeah, this is so cool. Okay, so what we got here then is 360 degrees. So you can take basically a 360 degree selfie
while
right?
you're moving.
Yeah, while you're moving. This is awesome. So there are two of these, right?
Uh-huh.
Where are they?
They are in the Hangout and the Expo Hall. So you'll be able to check those out and stand in line there. Andy and I will be fighting for the first position.
Yes, I'm going to go. I want to be there first.
But basically, it's a very cool filter. It allows you to move around while you're taking this picture in 360 degrees and have a great experience while you're doing
it. Yeah,
so.
And you can put filters on, right?
Yeah.
So you can make me look good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that good.
No. I don't know about this. I know that it makes you look really cool.
Okay, so check it out. Yes, that's that one. Connect, eat, relax. Three of my favorite words. Okay?
Important.
So, I was just out there. We
the
went outside there, just
yeah.
outside the patio area. That was really nice, very relaxing, sunny,
that's right.
warm.
That's right.
And you can take food out there as well. Yeah?
Exactly. So, if you want those options, do take a break from the conference. I know it's hard when we're sitting in dark rooms day after day. So, do go outside, expose yourself to the wonderful Georgia sunshine, right? That's a good thing. And then check out the, there's a dining terrace, which is just outside of Building C here. And then there's a patio basically between the Building A and the Omni Hotel. So those are good opportunities to go outside, catch a few rays, recharge a little bit too. One other thing I should mention, that Wednesday we do have the Women in Technology. There is both a luncheon and a reception. And so Wednesday is that day. It's open to everybody. You don't have to be
so I can go?
You absolutely can go,
oh,
Andy.
Oh, cool.
So it's just there's some great speakers there who are talking about girls who can code and different organizations, nonprofit
girl
organizations,
power.
Girl power that's in there. So getting more computer scientists into the world, basically.
Absolutely.
Girls, boys, everybody. Yeah. What's what we want.
Okay, nice. Celebration.
Right.
Oh, this is so cool. Okay, so you like camping, right?
I do.
You're
of course.
From Austin, right? That's
absolutely.
What they do there.
It's what
right.
we do in Austin.
So basically what we have, what's the name of the park?
It's Centennial Park.
Centennial Park, which is one of the biggest parks here in Atlanta. Basically four different areas. So if you like to be pumped up with lots of adrenaline, then you can go for the Alpine camp, Alpine, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I bet you'll be there.
I will be.
Yeah? Or I like the second one, the lakeside. We can all pitch and putt. Maybe that's more my thing.
That's true.
Maybe?
Maybe. I think the whiskey's your thing.
Yeah,
just saying.
It might be. It might be. Then the you can do the next two.
All right. So Southwest and Glamp. So if we want to think about the Southwest there, we get to meet with the Delta Saints, which is pretty awesome.
Really?
So something, yeah, it's a kind of a cool opportunity there.
Okay.
So really looking at sort of whatever vibe, however you want to relax and have a celebration, you're able to do that. You can visit all four of these camps, so they have a different tone for each of them, and then you have different experiences as you go through. And then the glamping as well as part of it, too. So
I like the bluegrass one,
that.
The music,
yeah,
that sounds
right.
kind of mellow.
That's right, exactly. Southern,
nice.
That's a good thing, yeah. So we want to have that great experience. So basically, we're trying to have a centennial celebration and an Ignite celebration that's really representative of everybody's tastes and styles, right? So instead of one big event that some people like and some people don't, this is a great way to have experiences that suit whatever you like to do and okay. relax.
Now, you just mentioned it, traditional Southern stuff, right?
Exactly.
You just said that?
Southern,
I'll tell you, I had who, you're all staying in hotels here, right? This morning, I tried something typically Southern. Grits. Anybody had grits? That was an adventure, let me tell you. I always wanted to try grits. And for those people who are from Europe, you got to try grits, okay? It's unique,
that's right?
It is unique.
That's right. It's okay. A very Southern thing.
Nice. Ah, now the shirts, right?
All right, yes, the shirts. So as we know, our purple powers in the room are always our event staff.
Purple
they do
power.
A great job, exactly. And so in terms of herding us and making sure we know where to go, so any questions there, you can ask those folks. They're always very helpful and say hello. It's important too. And then the speakers for the event will have the two shades of gray polos, basically. So Andy is so beautifully modeling the light gray shirt with the MVP logo on the
two
side.
Two shades of gray. Not 50 shades of gray. Two shades of gray, right?
Just two shades of gray.
Two shades of gray.
Speaking.
Okay.
So the light gray polos are for external speakers and MVPs. So yes. you'll see the MVP on the shoulder there. And then the Microsoft folks, the people who are full-time employees at Microsoft, have the darker gray polos with the Microsoft logo, just so you know. You, of course, all have your Ninja t-shirts. Woo! which is very exciting, important to have. And then in the Showcase Expo, so people who basically are the experts walking around who are staffers at Microsoft will have the hoodies on, so you can know and basically identify them at a glance.
Just and like I said earlier, you know why they got hoodies on, don't you? Because it's freezing in there, right?
That's right. It's cold. It's very cold.
So they keep them warm.
That's right. Yes. That's right. So we'll have the hoodies there. So just to help you ignite, connect with the different speakers and know who they are as soon as you get in there.
Yeah, definitely. But now, on the subject of identity, I love identity.
Of course
this is
you
one
do.
Of my topics.
Absolutely.
Yes. You guys this have got the most important badge. You guys have got the blue badge. So the blue badge means that we are so grateful that you've attended and you've taken not only spent your money, but also given your time this week. And we want you to get as much out of this conference as possible. Mm-hmm. So the other badges that we've got here, the crew have black badges. So these are the nice people here who are at the back and who do all the stuff in the background. Mm-hmm. The green badges are us. So the speakers have all got green badges here. Mm-hmm. And our favorite color, which is?
The red badges.
The red badge.
Unlike Star Trek, they do not get shot first. No. But they are press and analysts. So it's kind of an important thing to know. So be careful. I see one in the front row there. I'm going to point at you. Awkward.
We run a mile from press. No, it's okay.
No, it's all right. You have friends. We're good. But the press and analysts, so just be careful what you're saying to them. But also do interact with them, obviously, as much as you can, too.
So. Okay. So that's it. That's the badges, the badge colors. Mm-hmm. Okay. Back to the app?
Absolutely. So we'll talk more about the app. As I said, please download it. So there's a few things that we want to really highlight to you. So as you're actually in a session, you will get this second screen experience. So the PowerPoint charts will be available for download, but you'll also be able to follow them in real time during the session. You're going to be able to do that through the app. So when you're in there, you'll be able to check out the session, go through, and the PowerPoints should open up. Below that PowerPoint, you're going to see a link to the Microsoft Tech Community. In that Tech Community link, we're going to have that conversation with the speakers. So if you have questions to ask pre or post the event, you'll be able to post them in there and basically interact in the community. So it's kind of your one-stop shop as you're actually there. You're also going to be able to see the interactive digital labs. So as I mentioned, these are the lab content that's available for 30 days after Microsoft Ignite. So don't delete the app off your phone straight away when you get home. Make sure that you still have that lab content and you can still be practicing and looking at those different pieces of information and doing those labs as you need to. The other part of it is also the playlist. So the playlist is a great way to basically put together a schedule that you're able to share with other people inside of your organization or outside your organization. So if there are a bunch of sessions that you can't get to, or you want to make sure that you play them later because all of the breakout sessions are recorded, so you can go ahead and add them to a playlist so that when you get back to the office, you can actually listen to the ones that you missed or couldn't attend at the same time. You can also create a playlist for other people. So for example, if you have IT pros in your organization and you say, hey, I want you to know everything about Office 365 groups, right? You can actually build a playlist for the IT pro audience inside of your organization and share that out. The content will be available on ignite.microsoft.com, so it'll be freely available so people can actually watch the breakouts later, even if they didn't make it to the conference, and you'll be able to share all the great content with them too. So definitely recommend making sure you're well informed about the app and keep it synchronized up, and it's a great experience for this conference.
Absolutely, and the other thing that you can also do is feedback at the end of a session.
That's
So at the end of the sessions, you can go to the workstations that are spread around the building, but you can also do it through the app as well.
That's right.
And we really appreciate your feedback.
We do.
Now this is yours.
All right, okay. The top tips. So Andy and I thought it would be great if we just put together some top tips to really help you with your Ignite experience. So a few things that I'll do. And I'm just for sake of interest, I'll do it from reverse order here. The first thing I'm going to mention is that there is a computer science education meetup on Thursday morning that I'm happy to host and some Microsoft folks are talking about. The reason I mention this is because we're trying to attract more computer science people into the area. So if you're from children in the US, don't have it as a mandatory class right now. In the UK, they're much more advanced, and they actually have computer science as a mandatory class. But I believe in something that's really important to make sure that children are actually taught some of these skills and it's not just an elective. So I have a meetup running on Thursday morning to talk about that, and then a bunch of other sessions during the week, a few breakouts and some other great sessions too. So I encourage you to attend those. I want to make sure that you do register at the tech community. Please don't forget to do it, because it is going to be a great source of information. Things keep changing very rapidly in this environment, as we know. So do register at techcommunity.microsoft.com. You can get email subscriptions if that's how you prefer to get your information, RSS feeds, etc. So even if you're just lurking on the community, I do strongly recommend that you be part of it. The other thing is, obviously, as we party, so I like to party, I freely admit it, but do remember that when you take photos and stuff, all that stuff lives forever on social media, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So even though it seems like a really good idea at 1 o'clock in the morning, it usually isn't, okay? So we want to make sure that we do party responsibly and make memories, but not photographic ones, so that's all good. All right. Other opportunities, we want to make sure that we're actually hydrating as we go through the conference. So between the air conditioning in here, which is very drying, and then you go outside, it's very humid and hot. We want to make sure, again, that we're hydrating, we're drinking a lot of caffeine to keep going through the conference. Make sure you do keep the water bottles full that we have from the Ignite backpacks. You will see that there's a lot of water stations to refill as you go around the place, so make sure you're doing that too. All right, from a networking perspective, I do want to make sure that we understand we are all on the geek spectrum, okay? That's the way I'm going to say it. I definitely would be classed as an introvert, so making sure you actually say hello to people is very important. So if you're a geek and you understand if you have a shyness problem or it's difficult to connect with people,
I'm sure.
Andy's extremely shy, I tell you that. But if you do, remember to say hello first, right? If you just say hello, it's the great way to start the conversation, and then make sure you ask some open-ended questions, right? So don't just ask where is somebody from or anything else like that, because that can shut it down very quickly. I do recommend you have open-ended questions, like, you know, what are the goals of your conference, right? What technologies are you involved in? Have you been to a tech ed or something before, or a SharePoint conference,
hey,
or a Mac?
Or customer.
That's right. It could be a future customer, yeah. Employer, colleague, best friend, right? We've all met amazing people at these events, and so it's a great way to meet people. So especially if you're here on your own, hands up if you're here on your own and nobody else from your company with you.
Yeah. Okay. Who's here on their own?
All right.
So I'll be your
people.
Friend. Okay.
So yes, we will all be here. Andy and I will be happy to talk to you guys. If you have no one else, and you'll have to be pretty desperate to talk to us. No. But if you have no one else, we will be happy to talk to you. So at length. So, and then we can always find any of the Microsoft MVPs. We will talk the hind leg off of donkey about
we
technology.
Will.
Right?
Oh, we will.
It's all good. So we'll do that.
And that, I was going to say, that's really important. Don't feel that, you know, speakers are aloof.
Yes.
Go up, naturally introduce yourself and and say, you know, can I ask you a question? Absolutely.
That's
you
right.
Want to talk to me? I am there for you guys. Mm-hmm. This is
that's
what
right.
We're here for,
yes,
right?
We are absolutely here for
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So make sure, as I mentioned earlier, create those playlists inside of the Ignite app or on the desktop version with the website. You can create playlists for things to listen to later. I know that myself, I have a lot of sessions that I have to give this week, so I'm going to miss a lot of great content.
Yeah.
And so I'm making sure that I have a playlist scheduled, because you know what it's like. You get back to the office, it's like your mind reboots, right? And it's like things become very busy. So do it while you're here, maybe during a lunch break or another time, and actually figure out what sessions you'd like to replay later and then be able to share those things with others. As we mentioned earlier, there are a lot of theater sessions in the expo hall. I'm giving a few this week as well. They're the 20-minute sessions, and there's a lot of great information packed in there. There are Microsoft speakers and MVP speakers. There's nothing different about the content, it's just that they're shorter. And so from those perspective, those theater sessions are mostly not recorded. So if you have a session on your schedule that has THR as the breakout code at the beginning, that's a theater session, and it's most likely not recorded. So you want to make sure if you that session that's really, really interesting to you, make sure you go to that session versus a breakout that you might be able to catch later.
And these are not sales sessions,
no,
are they?
No,
it's
these
just
are absolutely
technical,
normal
these
content.
These are technical sessions.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's normal content. It's just very short, just to sort of help you with that sort of TED Talk type of experience there. Make sure you're using the expert finder, so as part of the app. And so there are a lot of people walking the floors. We all have booth duty that we have to do. And so those folks are around, and so you can find the experts that you need. Make sure if you have key questions, right? This is a great opportunity to connect with the Microsoft experts. As Andy mentioned earlier, the product teams, engineering, marketing are all here. So it's a great time to actually get your input in there. Even small, medium business up to enterprise, it doesn't matter. We want to hear your feedback. And so it's a very important part of that. So please do connect with the experts as well. The Ignite app is also amazing for connecting with each other, right? Again, from a perspective of finding people in the same country that you come from or the same town, as well as the same company. So lots of large companies, we may have people we've never even met, right? It's hard to connect through there. So it's good, you can actually search through. There's an attendee networking little tab on there, and you can actually search through and find people that way too. So I do encourage you to network with each other. Please make sure your profile is up to date on there as well, and make sure that you've put your photo, because a lot of people like to just go as the anonymous icon, right? Yeah. Which is not good. Don't be the
gray
man.
This is not sales.
No, this is not a sales thing. This is completely for you guys to network together. It's important, right? You want to find everybody who's from, you know, Texas or whatever. You can do that. You want to find everybody who's from Finland. You can do that, right? And you can actually find each other and organize a little time together. So it's all good to do that. All right, the last one I wanted to mention is note-taking, because this is one of the biggest things we have from Ignite, right? We want to take notes usually as we go through the sessions. You will have all of the PowerPoint decks, but it is important when we're doing notes that we actually collaborate and maybe there's some points that are really of interest to you. So a couple things I do recommend you download onto your phone. One is Office Lens.
That is
anybody
so good.
Using Office Lens?
Absolutely.
Okay, a few people. All right, the rest of y'all, get it on your phones. All right, so Office Lens is a free app. It's in the App Store, Android, and Windows. And basically, if you put it onto document mode, it's a great way to take pictures of the slides. So even if you're documenting as you go, even though you'll have access to the PowerPoint decks, Office Lens will actually rectify the image so you don't get the weird keystone, you know, weird sort of thing with PowerPoint and you can't see half the slide and whatever. Office Lens actually rectifies the image for you. You can then put that image into OneNote, okay? So you can actually have OneNote notebook. All of your colleagues or maybe other friends that you have can collaborate, and you can have different sections and pages inside of OneNote, and you can all be editing that document at the same time. So you can actually put the image of the PowerPoint as well as the notes that you want to store with it, right? Makes your trip reporting a much easier, and then it also helps you from a collaboration standpoint of, you know, being able to have one place to have all of those notes together. So it's kind of a good thing to do. So Office Lens, great way to use that, and then OneNote. Now, for trip reporting beyond that, I do recommend using Sway. Anybody using Sway already? Couple, three, four, okay, a few folks in there. All right, good job, Andy. So Sway is something that comes as part of Office 365, but there is also like just a consumer version. You can log in with your Microsoft account, and you can do it on your mobile app as well as on your computer. And basically, Sway is a great way to share a bunch of pictures and text and links to other resources. So if you're going to look at Sway, it's one of those things that a great way to build basically a responsive page is the only way I can say it, that you can scroll around and do all kinds of things with, and it really helps you very quickly to assemble a bunch of images and links and be able to bring in even entries from the internet and webhooks and Twitter and all kinds of other feeds there too. So it's kind of a great way to have an interactive presentation without having to formally do a PowerPoint. So I do recommend using Sway maybe for trip reporting, sharing highlights, what you guys got up to, all that kind of stuff too. So those are my top 10 tips. I will now hand it over to Andy.
And what an awesome top tips they were too. Okay, my top tips then. Okay, as I say, don't try and see everything. Don't try and get to every single session. I guarantee you won't get there. So a lot of the sessions that you've put in, you simply won't get there, and don't try. Because the last thing you want to do is run around getting absolutely knackered and trying to see absolutely everything. Remember, the main sessions are recorded. Mm-hmm. What I would say, though, is for the sessions that you do really want to see, get there early. Those rooms do mm-hmm. fill up fast.
They do.
Okay? They will fill up fast. So definitely go and see those. So don't be late to sessions either. Just another thing as well, speakers, we hate this, by the way. If you turn up to a session, please don't score the session one,
right?
Okay? Because that affects us,
yes.
Right?
That you
affects
kill the speaker emails,
you kill
and then
kill
we never
speakers.
Get invited back, and it's a terrible
yeah,
thing.
It kills us. So, yeah, just don't feedback if that's the case. Okay, number three, remember to make feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely, it's so
for
important.
For the whole event, there would be an eval at the end of Ignite that you can do through the app as well, so you'll be able to feedback the whole conference.
So we want to know what you totally loved about Ignite,
right.
what we did right,
mm-hmm.
and also what we can learn from,
absolutely.
Mistakes that we learn from, because we want to make this event great for you guys.
Exactly.
Okay. So number four, remember the feedback, as I say. Next one, solve problems by chatting to the product people. So I got to say, how many people come here, and a lot of customers certainly say to me, Andy, I've got a particular problem. In fact, I was just teaching a course in Norway, in fact, just a few days ago, and I've come armed with a bunch of questions for the product group. So I'm going to go and speak to some of the guys in the product team about those questions. This is absolutely invaluable. This is your chance to interact directly with product team members and potentially actually influence future products. Yes, absolutely, because they are so pumped up about getting information from you guys. Okay, so the next one then is the exams. So just directly across the hall there is that certification. You would be crazy to walk out here and not get that 50% off. So, you know, just go and have a go. If Windows 10 certification is important to you or Office 365, you will get that MCSE or MCP and then MCSA certification. And I'll tell you, that really looks good on your employment record, definitely. So the next one, number six, get hands-on. So it's all very well you guys sitting here listening to us. It's wonderful, I really enjoy it, but getting hands-on experience is so important. So as I said earlier, go out and try some of those hands-on labs. Provided by Microsoft and a company called Learn On Demand, these are absolutely fantastic interactive labs, and you won't regret it. Okay. Now, I love this stuff, right? Okay. We love free swag,
absolutely,
don't we?
Absolutely, we love
so,
free swag.
So you will see me blitzing the booths tomorrow. So come tomorrow, I am going to run around the booths and grab the swag. A quick tip, by the way, Microsoft always has the best swag, don't they?
They seriously do, okay?
So go and check out those Microsoft booths and also the vendors. They've got some great stuff. And there's some awesome competitions here. Is there a motorbike?
There is. So AvePoint has a Ducati that they're giving away. So definitely want to enter in for that one, right?
I don't think I'll get it in my luggage.
I know. Yeah. It's unfortunate. It comes with wheels, though. It's good. You know?
Wow.
So you can do
I can fold it up.
That's right.
Okay.
So there's some great, amazing stuff to be had. So do take the opportunity to go around the expo hall, register for a bunch of competitions. There's all kinds of cool stuff to win. So including at this session.
So many of you raised your hands when we asked you whether you were alone, okay? Mm-hmm. So again, you know, coming into a conference like this can be a little intimidating. You don't need to be alone. This is your opportunity to make friends. I got to tell you, about 11, 12 years ago, I came to TechEd for the first time, and some of those people, I still see them here every day or year, and these have been lifelong friends. So
this is
a great opportunity to make friends and colleagues. And in fact, a lot of people say that this is one of the big reasons why they come,
that's
right?
That's why you come, right?
Absolutely.
It's the content.
Attend the party. Well, I'm from Scotland, so we love to party, right?
Woo.
So, absolutely. and my final tip is don't forget to attend my sessions, okay? So 9 a.m. Wednesday, Favor the Bold. I've got a session on Azure security. It's gonna be a killer session. We're gonna have lots of fun. Yes,
that's
and
it.
Naomi, you put your links in there.
We'll
make sure these slides get uploaded and you guys can have a copy of these slides. So, as I said, that's our top 10 each slides.
All right.
We want them to connect.
We do. We want to connect with you at the event. So the event organizers obviously tweeting out. Everybody on Twitter.
Woohoo! At Andy Malone.
At Andy Money Penny. It's all good. So if you don't want to connect on Twitter, you can actually also just monitor the hashtag, even if you don't have a Twitter account. But it's a good way to be able to see what's going on and see some of the responses that are going on from the community as well. So Twitter is at MS Ignite, so you'll be able to follow that hashtag there. Yeah. It's also out on Facebook, so check this out on facebook.com/Microsoft Ignite. And then obviously in terms of connecting with other attendees, you have the Ignite network itself. And then inside of the Microsoft tech community, there's an Ignite space. So you'll be able to check that out as well. So make sure you register at techcommunity.microsoft.com. So those are kind of the great ways to go. And then you'll be able to ask questions as well if you use hashtag MSIgnite on any of the social platforms as well.
Yeah.
Questions.
Okay. Right. Should we do this now?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Okay. So.
Speaking of asking questions.
How would you like to win a Surface Pro 4?
Yes,
right?
i7.
Right? Yeah?
Yes, we all do. Yes. I want to win.
This isn't like the cheap, nasty version. This is like the i7 top of the range version, right? Yeah?
So jealous. You guys
so,
are so lucky.
We got a question for you. Okay? You ask the question.
I'm asking the question, all right.
Okay.
So we're going to go for anybody James Bond fans in the audience?
Okay. Any Bond
you,
fans?
Okay. Oh my
Let's
goodness.
See you.
All right. There's always more than I expect.
Because
right.
we've got to ask a Bond question
we have to ask
when
a
Miss Moneypenny's here, right? Okay?
So we had to do that.
So first right. person to answer. Okay?
Stick up your hand and yell the answer, I guess, is going to be the answer, yeah? So, okay. So what company, not the MI5 or anything else like that, what company does James Bond work for, or at least is it?
Nope. Nope. Yes. Okay. Over here.
Universal.
Come over here, sir. Yes. Well done. Give the man a round of applause.
So close.
What's your name?
My name is Thomas.
Sam, where are you from?
Denmark.
Yay. Give Samus a big round of applause.
Thomas.
Well done.
Okay,
fantastic. Enjoy. Okay,
all right.
So
everybody gets the octopus.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets the octopus. Yes. So on your way out, make sure you get the octopus.
That's right.
Okay, this is pretty cool. And what we're going to do is we're going to open the floor up for questions. So we've got microphones here, and we're going to just invite you just to come up. And just ask some questions. The reason why we're doing the microphones is just so everybody can hear. Mm-hmm. Yes? So if you want to ask a question, please do come up to the microphone and ask your questions.
Is this session helpful to you guys? You learned something.
Did yes? you learn? Yes? Was it useful?
Okay.
Okay. Right. Are we excited about Ignite? All right. That's what we want. Yeah, that's what
I know.
We like. I think they're just okay. excited about the free beers and
I
alcohol.
I know. Well, yeah, that too.
All right. So, no questions?
Go for it. Yes.
Yes.
You can also just go up there and say hello and introduce yourself. It's all good, too. Go to the mic. Come on.
Yes. Just come to the mic. Go for it.
Rio Dunham from McKesson.
Hi there.
This is my first time, and I'm the only one from the organization.
Woohoo.
Great.
Great to see you.
Thank you. But I wanted to know, so 5 days, lots of sessions to look at. We're already a Microsoft partner, so I wanted to know, should we be looking to schedule time and sessions for those that we are developers with, or are on the roadmap right now working on, or something that's not on our plate at all right now, and should be watching for in the roadmap from Microsoft?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it's, you know, it's a difficult one. So the roadmap is always a good thing to go to those sessions, right, to see what's coming next. Because obviously it's publicly disclosed, you're going to see content that's basically going to be available in the next quarter or so, right, when they publicly announce those dates. So those roadmap sessions are very helpful. I would say if you are a Microsoft partner currently and you're working closely with Microsoft, I would make sure that you schedule time with the product teams Definitely. And the groups that you need to work with. So we talk a lot about just the products and services, but there are, of course, other parts of Microsoft, right, the marketing arm sort of it, basically. Maybe some of the things you may be familiar with from the partner conference, as well as being able to connect with maybe with some customers while you're here too. So I would try to get some one-on-one time because it's a good opportunity to do so. There are some roundtables that are running as well as part of it. So if you're in OneDrive, SharePoint kind of areas, there's actually some private roundtables that are running. So check in with the product teams about those as well. So it's also a good opportunity to do that stuff. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, there isn't a prioritization thing. I mean, that's the problem. We all triple book our sessions, right? Because it's like, I want to go to everything. So the ways to get around that basically are go to the Hangout Lounge. So if there's 3 sessions or 2 sessions that you just can't decide, you can go to the Hangout Lounge. And with your headphones, you can basically switch very quickly between sessions, right? So if it's a bit boring for 2 minutes over here, you could go over there, right? That's an opportunity to do that. There isn't, unfortunately, a way to say, you know, preferential one, preferential two, unfortunately, right now, but it's a good feedback, and I'll actually take that back to the team as well. So thank you.
Okay, so did you enjoy it?
Yes. All right, guys, thank you.
Okay, so have a fantastic Ignite, have a safe Ignite, have a secure Ignite, but have a fun Ignite.
Yay.
Okay, all the best. Woo. Thank you very
much. Thank you guys.